Hey guys, welcome to the show. For new listeners, you may not know that my big brother Jared not only did all the editing on this show for years at the beginning, I mean all of it, he also helped as my co-host. Pastor with No Answers then was really Pastor with No Answers and his big brother with some. So today, my brother is back on and we're with Jed Payne, who chimes in on Pastor with No Answers as one of the regular hosts and happens to be someone I love dearly and think a lot of. Not as much as my brother, but dadgum, I love me some Jed Payne. He's releasing this episode on his podcast, Church and Other Drugs, as well. So if you like Jed today, go check out his podcast, weekly episodes over there too. And so today, the subject is conspiracies, including a lot of alien talk. Some of you will love it from I resonate, and I'm glad people see this same stuff I'm seeing, while others will listen from a purely entertainment / get a load of these guys sort of posture. Either way, hope at the very least you have fun. And if you haven't checked out the podcast Blurry Creatures with Nate Henry and Luke Rogers, that's one of the Mac Daddy podcasts tackling these sorts of subjects on a regular basis. You won't regret it to check it out if you dig this sort of content. But right now, it's Jed Payne, Jared Svensson, and myself. Love you. Whether it's demonic deception or real aliens, do y'all think there will ever be an Independence Day moment? Fox News, CNN, C-SPAN, everything. And we're like glued to the television. The quote that we hear in the movies all the time, the question we've been asking all along has been answered today. Will that moment ever happen on Earth?
But I do think that it is definitely part of the trajectory that, I guess, satanic forces want the Earth to ultimately follow.
So the first thing I'm going to do is invoke the name of Jesus. That will be my
Are you being test. Serious?
I'm being
You're
serious.
You're being serious? So you'd say...
check this out.
But again, I think this is the same kind of thing as Genesis 6. I think it's the same kind of genetic tampering. For whatever reason, I think they want to infiltrate our society. I think it does probably fit in with end time prophecy, if you will, you know, loosely speaking, of course.
How do y'all respond to the naysayers that's like, do you realize how many people would have to be in on it? And, you know, investigators, they just want to know the truth. If an investigator finds out someone's lying, they're going to expose them because that's how they make a reputation. There's nobody that's going to find out about something and actually not spill it.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, right. Why would rich people do that? Blah, blah, blah. And here we go. Proven fact and nothing. The only thing that happened is the star witness killed himself in jail. How convenient.
If someone can tell me an answer to those two things, those two points that I raised about number one, the Van Allen radiation belts, and number two, us losing the technology and not having it today. If you can give me a really solid answer for those two things, I may rethink my position. But until those get answered, I feel very secure in thinking the way I think.
There's too many things that are crazy to deny that there's something going on. I like demanded, pleaded, called God on promises and was like, you have to show up or like I am done. And he did. And he did.
That's something to really think about. What does it mean that the God of the universe loves me?
Are we saying that our God is bigger than their God or what?
Man, you got my mind going crazy right now.
I just think that that is evangelical bullshit.
And I don't fit in their box anymore. So feeling rejected from the church makes me feel far away from God.
If I'm living out the love of God, love of the divine, then in some ways we're unoffendable.
It's wrong to marginalize anybody for any reason.
Sometimes we can just have some things about our perspective that's off until we encounter someone who can challenge our thoughts, have conversations with us, and we just continue to grow and evolve.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I like that.
That sounded like womp, 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 womp to Rob.
I'm a hardcore gospel lover. I do love the gospel. I just think we get it wrong.
Girl, I was so highly medicated, I don't even know if you... Oh, got my people.
Hanging in there. Just got out of class.
That's good to see you, man. You young father. You're a new father. You're not young.
Yeah. We just got back from South Carolina.
Nice. That's right. Where'd you go?
Do you know where Sassafras Mountain is?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm just kidding. I have no idea where
it is. It's the largest mountain in South Carolina. It's right on the border. So there's my relatives have a property on Rocky Bottom, South Carolina. So we go there. They have a reunion every Easter. I've never gotten to go. So we brought Ruth to that. And then we went, we visited John, the O'Hearns in Asheville. We stayed there for a night. We talked about you. And then we went back to Columbia, Lexington, actually.
That's the worst place in South Carolina to live.
I know. Y'all, Charlestonians hate on Columbia, dude. I tell you what.
Well, it's just one big parking lot that gets baked in the sun. That's what it feels like. If you're going to live in South Carolina, you live near the water or in Greenville near the mountains. There's no other option.
It's gotten better. There's a river there. There's a couple rivers there.
I will say the lake life is nice in Columbia.
Yes.
But once again, water. Water's a necessity.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to welcome Pastor With No Answers listenership and The Church and Other Drugs. When did you start your podcast? I started Pastor With No Answers in 2015.
I started in 16 or 17.
Yeah. And here's what's crazy. I always thought we started Bad Christian in 2014. I think our first episode was December of 2013. Like,
what was it?
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's nuts. That's 11 years ago.
I know.
There's still people today. It's just like, I think I may start a podcast like that. I mean, podcasts are still going big time. People are starting it, and we're OGs, I guess.
We are. And like, they say that I think like over 90% of podcasts don't make it past 10 episodes.
90%?
It's some ridiculous percent.
Yeah. And because of that, there is, I want to say, if you have more than 50 listens within, I could be getting this mixed up, but I think within the first 3 weeks, you're in the top 50% of all podcasts. It's something crazy like that. I mean, just crazy. I could show you the stats. It's insane. So I think there's probably tons of people that start a podcast and they tell their friends, they get about 5 listens, they do it about 5 times, and then that's it. And I know a lot of people who have done that. You know, I'm not cutting them down. I mean, it takes a lot to do a weekly podcast, but I know tons of people that started it. It's just, if you're not enjoying it, you're not going to continue.
Well, and then you have freaking Nate Henry. I was talking to him about this the other day. I was like, Nate, dude, I put your first episode on my channel to help you out. His podcast is higher than Neil deGrasse Tyson's on the charts. Dude, he built a studio out there. Blurry Creatures is humongous now.
That's cool. Like,
I'm definitely a fan. In fact, I caught you on that show.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, nice. Yeah, that's the funniest one to me. I'm like, Nate, dude, you blew up, man. Absolutely blew up.
That's really cool. And I think that is the way to podcast, is to hone in on something very specific and very interesting. And I could never do that. There's nothing that I would want to focus in on that specific. Now, I guess some people would say, well, I mean, you talk about God stuff all the time, but that is so freaking general. Cause I mean, that God, my gosh, created the universe and impacts so many things of our life. But focusing in on something like that, I think, is the way to go. Because, I mean, you attract all the people that want to listen to that, and they're like, oh, well, that's a really good show. That's one of the best I've heard on this subject. I'm locked in.
I have to recommend individual episodes, because I'm so, like, I have a range of things I'm going to talk about, but it's so varied. So if, like, certain people, like, I'll lose people episode to episode. And so I just have to be like, hey, listen to these selection of episodes. But I've, you know, you too. Like, I've garnered my audience that's just kind of along for the ride. So this is something new to me. Like, eventually, my daughter Ruth will have a decade of recorded audio of me. Like, literally, and mine is just an open book. Yours kind of too. So it's like, she can listen to me grow up for 10 years. Like, have your kids listened yet?
That is such a good thing to bring up just recently. So I really like a lot my oldest daughter's boyfriend, and he found out that I was a podcaster. So he started listening. He said, man, I listened to your podcast. I like it. I was like, which one? He's like, the Seacoast one. I was like, oh, really? I was like, well, you should probably check out Pastor With No Answers. Dude, I find out Priscilla said in passing, she's just like, yeah, Rosa is like, she is really taking it in, your story of your depressive episode, because I told it in like 5 different episodes.
Yeah.
You know, Rosa and I are super close, but I don't know. There's certain things I guess would be a little uncomfortable. Hey, Dad, I've been listening to your episodes on your mental health crisis, but it's touching.
How old is she?
So she's graduating from high school this year.
So she's 18.
Yeah. Well, 17.
Okay.
So, I mean, here she is listening to the very details of something that she remembers as a kid. But as a kid, we weren't telling her everything. She just knew that something was wrong with Dad and he's not living here often. And when he is here, he's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's,
yeah.
So I actually kind of like that.
I mean, there's
certain things that I may be like, oh, wish I wouldn't have said that. But yeah. All in all, hey.
Me too, especially, dude.
Well, here's what I want to do with this episode is talk a lot or a little bit about a lot of stuff. But when we get to the nitty gritty, y'all's role is to take me over the edge and educate me about UFOs because I do have some questions. I have questions about wasn't there a recent news story? Jed, I think you texted me or something. It was like, this is real deal. This is proof. Like, wasn't there like a military story months ago where they found out that there's official stuff?
Doesn't that sound professional?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A military thing where they found out the stuff, man.
Some dude in a military uniform said that there's some stuff. No, I mean, there is
and he's a friend of mine.
there is a congressional committee devoted to this stuff. Yes, like it is as official as you can get as any other, as like the Department of Agriculture. There is a congressional body devoted to investigating UAP, right?
And there's a slow, gradual disclosure.
Well, and a lot of people would say the reason it's trickling is because it's being covered up because of profit motive. That's what David Grush, he's the whistleblower, right, that testified before Congress and testified in, what are they called? They're like SCIF, secure rooms or whatever. And I think what he is saying is that there are one or two corporations that have these things, like it was like Boeing or Raytheon or something like that. And there's certain people in government that are preventing this from coming out because they're trying to make money off of it, off the technology, most likely.
But don't you think there's also probably a fear that like a psychological overreaction from people too when they disclose it?
Oh, yeah. There's the famous story, whether you believe it or not, where Jimmy Carter, have you heard this, Jared?
I think so.
Yeah, where he went into a room, got told the truth about aliens, and he famously came out like weeping, like breaking down in tears.
Oh, I did not hear that. No, yeah. Okay.
And like,
well,
Jimmy
he's a Democrat. You realize he's a Democrat, right?
right. And it's like whether or not you believe that's true, but so yeah, it's also been said the word demon and spiritual is like passed around from these government people, which is interesting, and they're all talking about that it would. The mass chaos and disruption that it would cause would be very significant.
Yeah, and famously, too, the Orson Welles War of the Worlds radio broadcast in the 1930s, people thought that was real and people actually committed suicide. It went to mass chaos because they thought this War of the Worlds was actually real. So
oh,
I think
I didn't
know that
suicide thing.
That could have been a psyop too, just kind of test the waters to see, you know, how much they can get away with disclosure. I don't know, but people took that very, very seriously.
Gosh. All right. So let's back up a little bit and have a little bit of fun. I want you guys to give me a percentage, 100% meaning, I mean, I don't know how you could put 100 on it. It means that you've got some inside information, but your guess on whether or not there was a conspiracy. And I'm going to give you 2 and get your numbers. And then I'm going to ask you to give me maybe the third most probable on your list of conspiracies that you believe in. So first one is JFK. What's the likelihood that there was a conspiracy? Even I would probably say 95.
100%. That is where the term conspiracy theorist was coined. And it was coined to discredit people looking into it.
So why would you say 100? You just know enough? You've seen enough?
Yeah. It's extremely obvious that so many people wanted to take him out, that it was a plan covered up, like it was a thing, like it was a hit for sure.
100% for me.
Yeah. All right. 9/11.
Oh, people are gonna hate me on that. Okay. Caveat: it happened. I believe it happened. I'm not saying it was like a hologram or any of that crap. What is the percentage that we knew about it and let it happen? 98%.
What about percentage of there weren't anybody on the plane and there really wasn't a plane that landed? That's what's crazy is the Pennsylvania plane. I'm like, where's the wreckage?
How about the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Right.
The Pentagon's the big one. And Building 7 is the big one that just
crumbled.
Collapsed for no good reason. Right. What was in that building? A bunch of financial information. And we lost $2.7 trillion like the day before. Whoopsie. Yep. And what got destroyed in the Pentagon? The accounting office. What was happening that day? The Air Force was doing a training mission about planes flying into buildings. What a coincidence.
And Operation Northwoods came out, and that was actually proposed, I think, by the CIA to create false flags so that we can invade other countries.
Yep.
So I don't think it's just as simple as we knew about it and let it happen. I think we were part of it. I think it was controlled demolition within, the actual towers and Building 7.
Yeah, and I think what's crazy is the fact that the only footage of the plane going into the Pentagon, and it doesn't even look like anything. It just looks like all of a sudden a flash of light.
It looks like nothing. There's just so many. The fact that they managed to find the terrorist passport in the wreckage of nine of the Twin Towers, and it was unscathed. The fact that the dude took out a ridiculous insurance policy on the World Trade Centers a month before. There was a mysterious cleaning crew that went into the buildings the night before.
Muhammad Atta is like partying with hookers in Miami. He's supposed to be a radical fundamentalist. So he was actually probably a CIA asset, as was bin Laden. Bin Laden was used by the CIA during the Afghanistan, Russia or Soviet thing. So
of all the conspiracies that you've batted around, would y'all say those are top two most likely in your book? And then I'm going to ask for your third one. Is those top two most obvious, Jed?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I would say that 9/11 is what red pilled me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give me your third.
Oh, man, probably.
I mean, I guess aliens. Should we include aliens conspiracy?
So to bring it recent, the fact that Russia and China are actively manipulating the American public through social media.
Like through TikTok and stuff like that?
Yep. There's one case that is proven that a Russian bot farm created a Facebook event for a protest and created a Facebook event for a counter protest for that protest. And people showed up and fought for something that wasn't real. It was created by Russian bot farmers. Like that happened. You can look that up. And yet people, that was like during the Black Lives Matter.
So you guys are more knowledgeable and have deeper convictions with all this stuff. How do y'all respond to the naysayers? That's like, do you realize how many people would have to be in on it? And do you realize there's going to be, investigators, they just want to know the truth. If an investigator finds out someone's lying, they're going to expose them because that's how they make a reputation. Like there's nobody that's going to find out about something and actually not spill it. Like
I actually want to change my answer to the current. So this, the one word I would say is compartmentalization. That's just it. It's a need to know basis. That's the thing that exists in the government. The other thing that I cannot believe that people are just like, okay, cool. Moving on is that probably one of the biggest conspiracies of our time was people saying, hey, the rich and elite are pedophiles and they sex traffic. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, right. Why would rich people do that? Blah, blah, blah. And here we go. Proven fact. And nothing. Not us. The only thing that happened is the star witness killed himself in jail. Oh, how convenient. Like, it's in our faces, like the Boeing person recently. That's what I would say is that like people do try to testify and they die, like they kill themselves, quote unquote. You know, they miraculously shoot themselves in the back of the head twice.
Right. And I think there's also the threat of killing your entire family if you go forward. So I think there's definitely fear that keeps the lid shut tightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I will say this, and I've coined it before, and I think it's a genius move. It's also when they revealed that UFOs are real. We are inundated with, quote, facts and stories and truths and lies, inundated thousands upon thousands a day. So nobody believe when, if 10 years ago they had said, an official government press release had said, hey, UAPs are a real thing, people would have lost their daggum minds. And when they told it this time, it was barely a 5 o'clock news story.
Yeah.
And I think that's by design.
Yeah. What is there? Is there like an island supposedly that Hollywood people go up?
Epstein Island.
Yeah. Epstein Island.
And so tell me about that just a little bit.
I think that, you know, the elite, the movers and shakers, they would basically fly the Lolita Express, his airplane, to his private island. Now, I personally think that Jeffrey Epstein was probably a CIA asset to where
Mossad,
you get people in compromised positions and you have full control over them. And these are people in positions of power. So you could literally dictate your agenda to them and control them because they are videotaped doing something terrible on Epstein Island. So I think he was part of, you know, deep state, whether it's Israel, whether it's America, whatever. I think he was definitely, you know, deep state controlled.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like there were like Hugh Hefner, too. There are video cameras like in every single room of the Playboy Mansion you have. And with Epstein, yeah, it's just the Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is, yes, like it was used to get compromising evidence against people in power and leverage that.
Yeah, you're third, if you had to narrow it down.
I got to go with the moon landing.
spicy.
Yeah, I mean,
tell me about it.
Some things. So like NASA people today are saying, we can't do it. We don't have the technology. We lost the technology. So ostensibly, all the technology they used to do it, they no longer have it. All that data is gone.
Clarifying question. Do you think we've never been, or do you think we didn't go when we said we did?
That's a great question. So I'm definitely more agnostic about the latter, but I'm almost 100% certain we didn't go in the former. But just given the technology, given the fact, too, they said we can't do it today because of the Van Allen radiation belts. Well, how the hell did we do it back in 1969 or whatever it was? And then I just think that a lot of it looked kind of fake. I saw some video where if you sped up the footage of the guys walking on the moon, it looks like you're walking in regular, like real time. It's just when you slow it down, it gives that kind of floating effect. There's anomalies I read about with the stars showing or not showing.
Said something about who was there is footage, and you'd have to ask who took that footage.
Yeah, some of the things like where you saw the moon lander like landing or taking off. Who the hell shot that footage? So there's a lot of like things like that. Just like make me scratch my head. But especially NASA today saying that we don't have the technology for it, or we have to overcome the Van Allen radiation belts, which were there, you know, 50 years ago. So
I mean, that's crazy if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time ago, and we're saying, oh, well, you don't have the technology.
Yeah. 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 That is.
Where are you at with the moon, Jed? You over the moon?
Oh, man. It's suspect. I mean, looking. Okay. Either that is the greatest achievement we have ever done, because looking at the lunar lander is like, it's hilarious looking. It's like. Tinfoil and gum hold.
It's like a fourth grade science project, essentially. That's what it looks like.
I think we went. I think we did not go when we said we did. I'm also open to the idea that we didn't, because it almost seems like we've never just broken Earth orbit, and that like we can't.
So are you guys past feeling squirmy about these sort of discussions, because this is going to be public, and you know how some people are? Doesn't really matter.
I'll answer first. For me, if someone can tell me an answer to those two things, those two points that I raised about number one, the Van Allen radiation belts, and number two, us losing the technology and not having it today, if you can give me a really solid answer for those two things, I may rethink my position. But until those get answered, I feel very secure in thinking the way I think.
As far as like something like the moon landing, I have much less of a dog in the fight. So like exactly. Like I could easily be convinced one way or another. Something like things like the pedophile thing and 9/11. I've defended that on a few podcasts. Like I did a ton of Yeah, I'm okay with that. I have no issues being public about that.
Yeah.
And it's funny. So the philosophy class I'm taking right now is literally, it's called How to Think About Weird Things. And it's literally, and my teacher day one, he's like, ghosts aren't real. Aliens aren't real. And the whole class is, why do people believe things like aliens and astrology and all these logical fallacies and stuff? And I'm just sitting there like, I don't believe any of this, but okay. So I'm wise enough to understand that I have a bias, and yes, I think a certain way. But I'm also not an idiot. And like, it's not like I just believe everything I hear. Like, I've looked into this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you guys kind of my journey with aliens. My first book was Alien Encounter by Chuck Missler. And the two things that I really remember about that book that was eye-opening was, so first of all, he dismisses, I don't know, probably 90% of the cases.
What's he famous for? Why do I know that name?
Chuck Missler?
Yeah.
He's like the founding father of all the alien Nephilim, all that stuff.
Yeah, he was also really big into studying prophecy, reading the Hebrew, very much a revelation guy. So
okay,
that's
so he's a Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry, continue.
Yeah, so he did like I didn't even know it was a Christian book. I think Jared mentioned it, and I just missed the fact that he was a Christian. So the first half of the book, there's nothing mentioned about God or the Bible or anything. And he basically says, yeah, there's you could take almost all the alien encounters and sightings and all of that and dwindle it down to probably 5% of all the reported ones where, okay, wait a second, we can't dismiss this 5%. There's a small number, which, you know, ends up in the thousands, that all the stories are similar, they're all aligned. And that is what got my attention, is just through various countries, various decades, the stories line up. Like the abductions, they all tell the same sorts of things, the sightings. And then this, I think, was even a bigger deal for me, is ancient caves drawings of the same exact stuff that people are describing today. And it's like, whoa, I mean, we're talking thousands of years ago. Apparently, people saw the same stuff that some people are reporting now. And then what made me want to get you guys together is a documentary I saw that I highly recommend. It's Aerial Phenomenon. And is it Zimbabwe? Do you remember? You know, basically a bunch of kids at recess, and they see a UFO land, and they see an alien. We won't go into all the details, but basically about 100 kids run to their teachers, very frightened. A psychologist comes and interviews these kids. He's a Harvard professor. He ends up losing his reputation because he believes these kids. But the documentary basically talks, they show the footage of all the kids being interviewed as, you know, 7 to 13-year-olds. But then they interview them again, current modern day. And I'm just like, if you watch this documentary and you just discount it all, you have to say they're all lying, or they're all insane, and it's
mass,
like,
hallucination.
Yeah, you have to purposely just discount it and say, I don't want to believe that there's anything out there. You don't have to necessarily believe there's an alien, but for someone to say it's all bullshit, nothing really happened, after watching that, I just think that's crazy. So I fully believe that there's something going on, but what I want to know from you guys, is it beings that God created that live far away? Are they demons? Y'all give me a snapshot of what y'all believe about aliens. How about that?
I do not believe in extraterrestrials. So I'll start there. I do not believe in spacemen, space aliens, space creatures.
For any reason, just you have a hunch?
I have a hunch. I kind of subscribe to the rarity of life and the fine tuning of the universe so that life can only exist here. I think I have no problem being the center of, like, I have no problem for the entire universe being made for us. Like, some people are like, I'm cool with that. Like,
yeah,
humanity, same. This is a crazy experience.
And it's not that big if God created it. Like,
yeah, exactly. It could be infinitesimally small for all we know.
And I'll just say, I agree with him there 100%.
So, okay. Yep. I believe in ultra terrestrials, I think, is like the new term, where I think it's interdimensional. The theory I'm subscribing to now is that whatever they are have been here as long or before us, existing in a parallel dimension. And one of the theories is that during the nuclear age, we detonated like a couple thousand nuclear explosions on the Earth. And so if something is existing parallel to us, but we just can't see it, like, for all we know, we nuked their New York City, but it was just the desert for us. Okay. And if nuclear explosions can create rifts or like veils, like that is when the UFO phenomenon really kicked off for us. And there's been reports of them shutting down nuclear missile sites. That's the interesting, scary thing. I think the UAPs we're seeing right now, I think they're drones. I don't think they're piloted. The other theory that I think is true right now is that there is a, and it sounds crazy, but there is a giant drone facility vessel in the ocean. And so there's like three or four different types. There's the triangle, the orb, I think a cube. And so basically they think that these are just bespoke, made-to-order drones. So like, say I wanted to go observe the Amazon, I would need to create a craft that could handle humidity and foliage. So I build this drone, I send it out, I go look at the Amazon, and then I come back and it goes back into the ocean, which we have video of them doing. And then it's recycled in this facility, and then another one is sent out later. That's kind of what they think might be going on. And I think they've said that like the organics, if that they've found piloting them, that they're just like shells, like biomech suit type things. Like they're not actually alive. Or possibly, and we could tie AI into this and the nuclear age, you know, it could be if it is like interdimensional time traveling humans from the future, they could be coming back to witness. Like, have you seen Star Trek First Contact?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, they go back in time to see when humanity first invented the warp engine. So what if we are about to, this is the dawn of whatever the next phase of humanity is. Like, what if we're about to create truly artificial intelligence? What if we're about to have nuclear World War III? And so they're coming back to this time period to either try to stop it, to watch it, to do something. I do not think anymore that they are demons.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
think. It could have something to do with Nephilim, but I don't. I think demons are separate at this point. That's where I'm at right now.
And you're fully convinced in the demonic narrative.
Correct.
Okay.
Give us a little snapshot there.
Well, are you familiar with Timothy Alberino and his book? Birthright. Okay. So I kind of agree more with his worldview, except he does believe in fleshly aliens, which I don't. I do like the idea that there is an abduction program going on. I do believe that people are being abducted. I think women are being impregnated, and I think they're trying to harvest some kind of alien hybrid. But again, I think this is the same kind of thing as Genesis 6. I think it's the same kind of genetic tampering. And for whatever reason, I think they want to infiltrate our society to do what? I'm not really sure. I think it does probably fit in with end time prophecy, if you will, you know, loosely speaking, of course. I do like the idea of what you said, though, that a lot of these grays are probably, they seem kind of mechanistic, whether that's a flesh suit being inhabited by an AI type thing, or I have heard the theory that perhaps they could be indwelled with like demons, like the disembodied Nephilim. Although I don't know where I stand with that, but that's an interesting theory, I think. But I do think that it is definitely part of the trajectory that, I guess, satanic forces want the Earth to ultimately follow. So I definitely think there's that component to it.
Yeah, and then the Noah narrative of why God flooded.
Right.
You know, I think that was Atlantis. Like, I think the antediluvian world was a highly, highly, highly advanced society.
Yes.
That was Atlantis. And the survivors of the global flood. And these are things also to the naysayers. Every single culture on Earth has a flood myth. So maybe that shit happened. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe they're not lying. Okay. So, that's one of the things, is that the survivors of that are the ones that rebuilt society, right? And that comes from the seven sacred sciences, which were taught from the Watchers, that taught mankind how to do things, which is also cross cultures. This is the same story, right? The oldest creation myth, Gilgamesh, tells the same story, just from the other side, from the opposite side. So, like, this is where it bugs the crap out of me when people just dismiss it. But every culture has giants. It's the same story of, like, whether you want to call it aliens, whether you want to call it angels, watchers, that these beings came down to Earth, interfered with humanity, mixed with them, produced some sort of superheroes, giants, demigods, whatever you want to call it. The Earth was ruined, a flood came, restarted it, and then enter us. That's where we came in.
Yeah, and I think I absolutely agree with you. And I think if you look at, like, the Greek pantheon, I think those are real entities that actually walk the Earth. And I think they are the product of that human angelic mixing.
Same. And so I will say, you know, when I say I don't think it's demons, I will say, if aliens land here and tell us that, like, we are God, anything about, like, hey, there's no God, worship us, anything like that, count me the F out like that. I do still think that we could be, that's like Project Bluebeam, I think, is we could be getting primed for the Great Deception, which would be a fake alien revelation, like a fake alien landing. And that seems very likely. Like, if that happened, I could see a large swath of people falling for it. And that's kind of what Nate and I think Timothy too, a lot of Christians are saying, like, look, y'all need to, like, at least get ready for this idea so that your faith isn't just absolutely shattered if these things show up one day.
And that's one thing too. I think even Ronald Reagan alluded to it in a very famous speech, I think before the United Nations, where he's saying that, you know, an alien threat could actually unify the entire Earth. So I think that if there is a Project Bluebeam, I think the hope is that it would basically rally the entire Earth around some kind of central global government.
Yes. So. And that's when you were talking about putting yourself out there and believing it. And my dad too, you know, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. You cannot deny that UFOs are a thing, a factual thing that we have evidence for. Like, if you believe anything the government says about anything, then you have to, therefore, believe that UFOs are an actual thing.
But has a Republican president said anything about
right? Maybe that's what it'll take, is Trump to come out and be like, aliens are real. I knew it the whole time.
Well, we have a space force now, so, you know.
Do y'all think, whether it's demonic deception or real aliens, do y'all think there will ever be an Independence Day moment where Fox News, CNN, C-SPAN, everything, and we're like, oh my gosh, look at that thing, and we're all glued to the television? And, you know, the quote that we hear in the movies all the time, the question we've been asking all along has been answered today. Will that moment ever happen on Earth?
I tend to think so. I think that in order to accomplish what I believe the Luciferian dark forces want to accomplish, that's the best way to do it. I think it's the quickest, most expedient way to do it. So I would not be surprised if that actually happened.
What about you, Dad?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I think that's where we're headed. And it's, if you believe in, and this is another, I think it's called Project Mockingbird, maybe, but the CIA has a very public relationship with Hollywood. They have a Hollywood division. That's why, you know, like Michael Bay, the military will loan him vessels for the movie because it's just propaganda, right? Top Gun, things like that. So there's a thing called, predictive programming, where they are going to slowly show you these shows and movies, just like that movie that Barack Obama produced on Netflix. Did you see it? Where it was basically about, like, there was a cyber attack. God, how did y'all not watch that?
I listened to all kinds of analysis, but I have no interest in seeing it.
Oh, okay. You should. Yeah. You should. Yeah. Just okay. Because. So the idea
Jared's still upset about a black president. I'm just I'm totally kidding. Jared gets fired from his teaching position. Listeners.
The idea that they are preparing us so that we're not surprised. So they're going to steer us in a direction. That's why a lot of people think, like, the movies like Avatar, all these, you know, the transhumanist movement is a whole separate story, but that's also people think that they're getting us ready to sell our souls to the machines or the aliens or what have you.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the first scenes of that movie, and I just heard this, is that these gigantic barges lost control and like crashed into something. So just coincidence, I don't know.
Oh yeah, with the bridge thing. Well, so I have a special forces buddy, and I'm always called, like, he's current active duty special forces. I'm always calling him like, hey man, what's the inside baseball? Like, tell me what's actually going on. And he is very, I asked him about the giant of Kandahar and everything. He's like, I haven't heard that, but he's very level headed, right? So he's not a tinfoil hat guy at all, but he is very, very concerned about incoming cyber attack. He thinks there's going to be a large scale cyber attack that is going to shut down infrastructure, shut down the internet. And I guess it didn't happen to y'all, but in the central United States, AT&T got shut down for about 8 hours.
It happened to us too. Yeah.
People think that was a test attack. It happened
I think Klaus Schwab even said that. Klaus Schwab mentioned Cyber Polygon, which is essentially what you're talking about.
Yep. He thinks there's a cataclysm of some kind about to happen soon. And I asked him why, and he talked about just all the simmering hot plates around the globe right now, like China, Taiwan, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Gaza. There's something in Venezuela. He said Africa right now is like in India and China are going for Africa. And we have our boats in the Red Sea that's getting attacked. We're still in Iraq and our bases are, I didn't even realize we were still in Iraq. And he was like, yeah, our bases are being attacked there like on a weekly basis. So there's just so many things that all they need is just a little tip, right? And so that kind of makes me nervous a little bit. Asking why I say that, I think it all kind of ties in there. It seems like all these balls are just in the air. AI, UFOs, aliens. Something has to give.
I would say too, a lot of the books that I've read about, you know, alien abductions and ufology, there's a very strong military presence. A lot of times abductions are followed by like military dressed men the next night encountering the person that was abducted the previous night.
Or the also, men in black.
Yeah, men in black. Military bases, you have aliens side by side with military people. Now, again, this is, you know, people in books, eyewitnesses or whatever. I can't validate that. But I'm just saying that a lot of times when you hear about these kinds of encounters on military bases or abductions, you have military personnel present during the abduction or in that base.
Also, Joey, the thing I'm into recently, and this might completely throw my credibility out, Hollow Earth. And
don't know much about it, but I was taught that there is a inner core, outer core,
mantle and crust.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Magma. Yeah.
Turns out we don't have any freaking idea. We don't know, dude. We have no idea.
Isn't that funny? We were taught that was fact.
Yeah, we don't fucking know. Or at least we know. I won't go into it fully, but once again, there's also a cross-cultural reference to the origins of humanity coming from underground, coming from caves. There's the story of the Green Children. I don't know if you've ever heard that. Everyone here can just look it up, Google the Green Children. There were these two children that were green that came from underground into this village, didn't know where they came from, couldn't speak English, and they were raised by this village, right? There, Antarctica comes into play. You're not allowed to fly over Antarctica. Go look up Antarctica on Google Maps right now. There's tons of it that is just blurred out. There's a odd treaty about it. Hitler thought it was interesting enough to send a Nazi expedition to it. You know,
I think Hitler was Democrat, but go ahead.
So it's very possible that these UAP things are an underground society, and it doesn't even have to be the center of the earth. I mean, the cave systems that we have are insane. Like, there's just so many things, and the bottom of the ocean that's the other very distinct possibility, is that this is an underwater thing. Like, we know more about the surface of Mars than we do the bottom of the ocean, which is an interesting fact. I'm just, it's like to.
And there's,
to
there's been eyewitness accounts of alien craft coming from the ocean.
Yes. Like
emerging from the ocean. So yeah, for sure. And then also the whole idea of the military, deep underground military dumbs. Bases. The dumbs. Yep. Yeah.
Dumbs, deep underground military bases.
All right. I want you to tell Jed about Miami, and then I've got a couple questions to.
Well, I'm sure he's probably heard of it, right? The Miami, that thing that happened in January where they shut down a street next to a mall. There's like 50 cop cars there, and they said it was a fight they were taking care of. Yet people claimed to see lights in the sky and 12-foot beings walking the street. So that was pretty fascinating.
I thought that was pretty fascinating. And then you also have the, in Peru, the predators Timothy Alberino actually went. So the story was these villagers were fighting these like 8-foot tall things that looked like the predator from the movies. They had armor. They were flying on these floating discs. And the official story that came out was, I mean, this is the official story. The official story was that it was paramilitary groups with jetpacks trying to scare the locals off the land for mining rights. So the official story is that dudes on jetpacks were doing this, okay? So Timothy Alberino went down there. He's like, he knows that he speaks fluent Spanish in that culture. Like, he's been in that culture. He went and interviewed the villagers, and like, that's not what they say. They called him like the face stealers. Like, they
did you like see the footage? He posted a video.
I think it got taken down,
but basically it was police footage from that area, and they were pulling a body out of the river, and when it turned over, it was literally a skull with no face.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
The villagers were saying that these things were walking up to them and spraying them with some device that paralyzed them, and then they were stealing their faces.
It's such a crazy thought to like something that we lived without. Like, Jed, do you have memories of growing up without the internet? For sure, right? As a child?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I sometimes think you're younger than you are. Mm-mm. But we grew up not having this stuff. Imagine if all of that got shut down, including phones. We don't have landlines. Like, mm-hmm. we'd have to just drive to people's houses and try to gather together or figure something out. There'd be no way of keeping up with anything as a body. I mean, like, we haven't experienced that in forever.
If it happened for one day, like, people would die. Like, if the internet and phones went down for 24 hours, like, people would die.
How so?
Like, I mean, just like, hospital systems would probably shut down. Electrical grids would probably shut down.
Probably looting and rioting too.
Looting and rioting. People couldn't call 911. I mean, that's what I'm saying. When the AT&T thing went down, like, people were, they don't have maps anymore. I don't know how to, nobody knows how to get with. When I delivered pizza, we had a giant map on the wall that you had to just go. Yeah, man. Like, just go figure it out. Like, write down your directions.
Gosh,
turn right.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Pizza deliveries back in the day.
Yeah. I don't know how to get anywhere now. Like, yeah. I mean, sort of.
Yeah. All right. So this is my favorite question of the evening. So, Jed, you're chilling, you're sleeping. How about that? And you hear some crazy buzzing sound, and you're like, oh my gosh, you look out the window and there is a UFO hovering in your front yard, and there's a being, and he kind of comes out and he's floating in the air. And basically, you know, whether it's telepathically or with his words, you're offered to come with him, and no explanations, but basically, we'd love to have you. If you say no, we'll go to the next neighbor, you know, we'll go to your neighbor and see if he wants to. Would you voluntarily step into a UFO without having any clue what was going to happen, just because you're so freaking interested and you just got to know?
Does the alien have big boobs or not?
Yeah, it's a hot alien.
She has six of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Blade Runner or Total Recall, the three of them. So the first thing I'm going to do is invoke the name of Jesus. That will be my
Are you being
steps.
Serious?
I'm being serious.
So you'd say,
check this out. This is another thing. If you go on UFO abduction sites, atheist and agnostic UFO abduction sites, a strategy they tell you to do is say Jesus Christ.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What is their basis?
Because of the evidence that it works.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Because of all the stories of people that have said, when I invoked the name of Jesus, like, they went away, or this thing stopped. And so that's literally, even like these are people that don't believe in God, they're saying, like, as a practical weapon. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invoke the name of the Lord.
And if they skedaddle, you'll be happy that you didn't get on the craft.
Yes, yes. Or if they're like, it's cool, man. Like, I'm taking you to Jesus. Then I might be like, I don't know.
What if you invoke the name of Jesus and there's very little reaction and the alien just says, just come on.
I don't know that my curiosity would, that I could stifle it, man. I don't know that I could not do it.
Because I have a very close friend who, a very good friend of mine, would absolutely jump at the opportunity. I mean, she desires that. Like, she would love to meet an alien and go on.
Like, Earth Girls Are Easy. Do you remember that movie?
No. How about you, Jared?
No, I've read way too many books about what happens during abductions, and it's
you
not,
don't want anybody touching your
time.
Wee-wee?
Or my... My or butt either. Yeah. So no thank you. That's a hard pass.
What would they do with your butt? I really don't
probe
know.
Probe you and
oh,
probe
gotcha. You. Yeah. Did they give you anesthesia, like a colonoscopy, or they just
so. Bro, we didn't even get into like cattle mutilation, and there's so many, like, there's too many things that are crazy to deny that there's something going on.
All right. So for anybody who is, no disrespect, obviously, to anybody who listens to this and you're just laughing along thinking this is crazy talk, I disagree, but no disrespect to you. If there is someone who's kind of like, man, I've actually never really thought about this stuff, but this is pretty interesting, what would be your recommendation for a starting point, kind of an intro into this? Is it a website, a book, a podcast?
The news?
The news.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this stuff's coming out.
Yeah. I would go watch David Grush's congressional testimonies and start there. And you just have to, and when you will be confronted with a choice that this high clearance government military official is either lying or telling the truth.
I just thought of maybe the only reason why I would want another Trump presidency, because he doesn't care so much. He would be the president to say, screw it. I'm going to tell everybody, yes, there are aliens. Like Jed said, like, he would be the guy to spill the beans. Absolutely. And he wouldn't tell anybody before going up to the microphone so nobody could stop him.
Absolutely.
All right, vote for Trump if you want to know the truth about aliens.
Man, there's so many interesting takeaways from the, like, they basically confirm, like, the Die Glocke, the Nazi Bell, the first craft they said that the U.S. government confiscated was from Italy during World War II, or back in 19, it was either like 46 or 66. That's like when this all first started. Like, there's,
y'all think that Bill Clinton, George Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, if they were to be completely honest, would all five of them say, yeah, there's something that y'all don't know?
I think so.
I think some of them. Oh, also, sorry, this is where I would say to go. Go to AARO.MIL. That is the official AARO, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. So that is the official government site. Go check that out. You know,
I would say too, like, I'm with you. I do think we have to be cautious too, because I think the government can also steer the narrative however they want to. They can pick and choose what they want to disclose and what they want to retain. I also think that a lot of the craft that we see is probably reverse engineered military craft, or 100%. Really high tech military craft.
100%. Well, I say to go there just because there's a military website about UFOs. Like, right. I don't think people swallow that fact, bro. Like, a government, you know. Oh, and why did we make a space force? BT dubs. Why the fudge did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of, oh yeah, we're making a space force, no big deal. We're gonna need it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. Dude,
no, that's crazy, bro. For sure. All right, so you guys, one of y'all both have cancer, and you have a make-a-wish, and your wish is to talk to one of those presidents who are alive, and they will for sure give you the scoop because they know that you only have 2 days to live anyway. Which president would you pick that's still living to just chill, have a beer, and get the scoop from them? I think mine would be down probably to George Bush and Clinton. I think they would be the two most fun. No offense. I think Trump is kind of an a-hole. He'd probably be pretty fun to hang out with, but I just think he's an a-hole. And I don't know, Obama just seems a little too stoic and stuffy. I would go with Clinton or George. Who would y'all want? Who'd be the most fun?
You're saying they're guaranteed to tell you.
They're going to tell you, so it's only personality now.
I'd say Trump.
Trump?
Yeah. I Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter's dead, right?
No.
Yeah, he did. Carter died.
I think it's Mandela effect, by the way.
I think he's like 1,000 years old, dude.
Nope. I'm pretty sure Carter recently died. Google it, Jed. We're going to find out.
I am.
He died recently.
He is 99 years old.
Are you serious? He's alive,
bro.
Oh, my gosh. I thought Carter was dead.
That's your own personal Mandela effect.
Dude, he fell off a ladder when he was like 97 building houses for Habitat for Humanity, bro.
That is crazy.
Maybe he got some alien juice, bro. Keeping him alive, dude. Keeping him alive.
Maybe I got him confused with GW. Didn't he just die? Or Hoover? George Hoover? Bush? Isn't that his middle name? Hoover?
Herbert Walker.
Herbert Walker.
Yeah.
He died recently, right?
Oh, all right. Screw that dude, man. There's a picture. I think there's a picture of him at the JFK.
Yep. Saw it. It's crazy. Yep.
Yeah.
Jed, this was fun, man.
I know, dude.
Good to see your face.
Super fun. I could do this for 17 hours. This is my bread and butter, dude.
All right. Thank you, church and other drug people.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Good to finally meet you, Jared.
Yep, same.
Hopefully, at some point, I'll meet you in real life.
Yep, that sounds good.